We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, a very good Tuesday to you, neighbor. How are you doing? Are you doing well? I know you are. This is the day the Lord hath made, and my job's to rejoice. Yesterday we looked in 1 John, these things write we unto you that your joy might be filled. I hope you have joy, Jesus and others in you. What a wonderful way to spell joy. J is for Jesus, for he has first place. O is for others. You meet face to face. And Y is for you. And whatever you do, put yourself last and spell joy. And that's a great song. We used to sing that as a child in elementary school. And Jesus, others, and you. Well, today we're looking at chapter 1. We'll pick it up in verse 5, 6, and 7. How about let's step in the old-fashioned quartet. Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. There's a good song. Boys, you sing it for us right now, will you please?
Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of his love. Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of his love. Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. It is time we the people stand up for what is right. It's time we squared our shoulders back and raised our swords to fight. For the Bible is our weapon and the Spirit is our shield. The church needs more of its members to be workers in the field. Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of his love. Step into the water,
children,
wade out a little bit deeper.
A little deeper.
Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God, to the Lamb of God. There is victory for the Christian who walks the narrow way. There has been a prize appointed for the soul who does not stray. Oh, I want to live for Jesus, be all that I should be, so that I can rest with him forever, live eternally. Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper, wet your feet in the water of his love. Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. Step into the water, wade out a little bit
deeper.
Wet your feet in the water of his love. Step into the water, wade out a little bit
deeper.
Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. Come join angels singing. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. Step into the water.
That's a good song. Step into the water. That's by faith. You just step in the water. You wade out a little bit deeper. You watch God open that water. God will always do it. Today, the prime timers, those are our retired people, they're having an activity with Brother Martinez, and I'm looking forward to seeing you and send you off. It's going to be a great, great day. We have the Golden State Baptist College Chorale. By the way, send a student to us. Just send a student. Let's work with your students. Get them ready to go back home and serve the King of Kings with you there. But the GSBC Chorale is singing for us the song, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus," just to take him at his word. Young people, you sing right now, please, will you? This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Men love darkness rather than the light because their deeds are evil. The darker your life becomes, the further you become away from God. And the Bible says, if any say we have fellowship, there's the key word today we're going to look at. If any say we have fellowship with him, what is fellowship? Fellowship is a partnership. It's what a husband and wife ought to feel toward one another, a partnership. Do you have a partnership with your wife, with your husband? Do you have a partnership with your pastor as a people? Do you have a partnership with your church? Do you, you know, I literally know of a few folks, not in our church here, but I know, and I imagine we have them, but I know of some folks in some churches today, been there for years, and they're not in a partnership with their church. They're against their church. They're fighting against their pastor. They're warring against their pastor. They're warring against, I mean, literally every day their battle is their pastor. Their battle is the church. I know of a great church right now. That's the battle. And the Bible says, if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. You know, when you're criticizing people, when you're criticizing your pastor, when you're criticizing the deacons, when you're criticizing the Sunday school teachers, when you're criticizing the ushers, when you're criticizing the women in the church, when you're criticizing others, God's people, you're walking in darkness. Jesus doesn't criticize us. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And this we say, if we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have, here it is, fellowship one with another. Now the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Are you having fellowship with Christ today? Are you having fellowship with God's people? I don't know the exact, I think I have 44 deacons, may have 43, but 43, 40. I love those deacons. Our church gave them to me. They voted them in. I love those deacons. They're good men. They're faithful men. They're dedicated men. They're working men. I love the deacons. I don't want to get rid of any of them. They're all good men. But you know, when all of a sudden you have a ought in your heart toward a deacon, something's wrong. Something's wrong with you. Get it right with God. When you have ought in your heart towards some lady in the church, ladies, if you're gossiping against one another, you're criticizing one another, you're attacking one, that's not light. That's not fellowship. Fellowship is that we, that doesn't mean that everyone has to be your best friend. There are some folks I don't really enjoy being around, but I'm going to be kind to them. I'm going to be grateful for them. I'm not going to ever criticize. I don't want to criticize them to my wife. I don't have any business doing that. No, I want to walk in fellowship with God. And the closer I get, the brighter the light, the light shines. I want to get closer to the light of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I get closer to him, I'll get closer to people. I'm living, the last days of my life. I could have 20 years left, but whatever you look at, I'm living the last days of my life. I don't want to be mad at anybody, upset with anybody, angry with anybody, downhearted toward anybody, criticizing one another, attacking another. No, I want to be living, loving God's people, loving the things of God. So I want to leave that with you today. I hope that you're walking in fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You're walking in a partnership with him. And as you walk in partnership with God, you'll walk in partnership with God's people. You watch. You cannot get in disagreement. Well, that's a thought right there. And just leave it there. Just don't argue about it. Don't fight about it. But instead, walk in fellowship with God's people. Well, I hope you're going to have a good day. Today is Ladies Soul Winning this morning here at North Valley Baptist Church. So, ladies, we're expecting in just a few moments, maybe an hour or so, a huge crowd of ladies out. You always have fellowship around the breakfast table. Then you have a challenge, then you go out. The ladies are so great. Great crowd of ladies go out. And we look forward to all these events today. Look forward to the Prime Timers activity today, and it's just going to be a great day. I believe I have deacons meeting tonight as well. Father, we want to thank you for the great day that we have planned, and I pray it'd be a day to bring honor and glory to your name and lift your name, exalt your name. I thank you for your people, and I pray that today we'd find ourselves living for the King of Kings. Help us to walk in fellowship with Jesus Christ, that we might walk in fellowship with mankind. Thank you for our churches. God, strengthen our churches, our pastors, our missionaries this day. For we ask this prayer in that lovely name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, Revival Time, at nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.